¿Están listos? ¿Sí? Are you ready for a Spanglish sermon? It will be heavenly language, maybe. It's a great privilege to be here and to bring the Word of God to you in this missions conference, first time being with you. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38, and I will focus in verse 36. The word of the Lord says, "And Jesus went out through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again we ask you that you can bring your word to your people. We ask this thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you see when you see when you have the really time to look to another person? The first thing maybe comes to your mind is woman, is man, gender, race. What do you see? Many times come immediately labels. Those labels that we are putting to people makes those people closer sometimes to us or far away. What we see and how we see other people. You know, our schools, our universities, college have been training us for our careers. Our universities and college have been training us to skills to success. Our careers about class or running for more money, a better class. And sometimes obsessing over class means obsessing over being better than other people. But we are losing the skills, the abilities to see carefully to our neighbors, to see carefully how the Lord sees other people. We are losing the way that we need to see with the lens of the gospel. And I think verse 36, focus on that. Focus on those aspects, in that aspect. Jesus saw people with what? With compassion. So the first thing, if you read again, verse 36, is that we need to see ourselves as those sheep without shepherds. According to Josephus, the Jewish historian of that time, there were 240 cities and villages throughout Galilee. And the Word of God says that Jesus tried to walk on those cities and villages. And when he was walking, he was looking carefully to people. And Matthew is really clear saying, "And he saw those people like sheep without shepherd." The metaphor of the sheep is really deep in the scripture. Around 400 times, the Bible says that we are sheep. And 100 times says that God is our shepherd. But when we have this metaphor, usually we are thinking about innocent, white, little chips. But really, it's an insult. Chips, adjectives describe the sheep, is completely dependent, totally defenseless. I hopefully say well. Clumsy, easily lost, with a vision, the vision of the sheep is short. So when we go to the gospel and we remember the parable of the lost sheep, and you are reading that parable, what comes to your mind? And in a mission conference especially, maybe come to your mind, oh, he's talking about others. He's talking about the people who haven't heard about the gospel. But brothers, sisters, he's not just talking about others. He's talking about each one of us. Because now, if you know the gospel, if you, by the grace of God, have been receiving the love of Christ, it's because he saw you with compassion. Because you were a sheep without a shepherd. Now, there's two characteristics right here, harassed and helpless. That means that these sheep were worn out, fatigued, exhausted. That these sheep were abandoned condition, completely helpless. How many times you have felt in that way? What you need? The gospel. And I'm pretty sure your pastor Mike tried to bring the gospel every single Sunday, because you need the gospel as I need the gospel. Because many times we feel like that. Even we know about our Lord Jesus Christ. So how we see other people, how we are looking to others. If I ask you, my wife says that I am not looking like a Mexican, but I am a Mexican. If I ask you, what do you think about Mexican? What comes immediately to your mind? Drug dealers? What comes to your mind? Illegal immigrants? Maybe hard workers? What comes to your mind? And how you approach to that aspect, thinking about others? You know, I'm the leader of Mission to the World for Northern Mexico, and we try to plant churches in the most strategically important cities in Northern Mexico. Northern Mexico is around 40 million people. How we see our people? Let me say, we see them completely lost, with great need of the gospel, because they are in a deep idolatry. They haven't heard really the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, if we want to have compassion, we need to start looking to ourselves and what we have been receiving from our Lord. But the metaphor goes, if we are thinking about sheep, we need to think about good shepherds. Sheep needs shepherds and good shepherds. And this metaphor for the Israelites comes immediately the prophet Ezekiel. And if you go back to Ezekiel in the Old Testament, In chapter 34, you will read that there were false and wrong shepherds. The shepherds in the Old Testament should be what? The kings. But the kings in the Old Testament, they didn't care about God's people, about the Israelites. They were caring about themselves. It's why Israel was going down and down and down until they were captive. In Jesus' time, they were not kings, but they were these religious leaders. And the religious leaders supposed to guide God's people, and they were not doing that. Let me stop. How many leaders in countries are the same around the world? They didn't care really for their own people. How much need there is today in the world about good leaders, good shepherds that think about really the people. Thinking about this, a couple years ago, a missionary who was in Central America wrote an article in this platform called Gospel Coalition that says, "Who needs missionary?" And he wrote this, "Today in the world of missions, we tend to think of people groups in two categories, rich and unrich people." And then he said, "But if we go to Paul, some were laboring, others have sown, but we have to think broader than just rich and unrich." And he wrote this word, misrich. And he says, misrich will include people, places where the gospel has arrived, but in an impure form. Vast regions of the global south fall in this category. There are countless professing Christian and churches in these areas, but many are products of anemic or false gospel. 100 years ago, there was a missionary in Peru, John M. McKay. Later, he was president of Princeton Theological Seminary, and he wrote a book called The Other Spanish Christ. And the thesis in that book is very simple. Roman Catholic Church didn't bring what? The Christ of the Scripture. Roman Catholic Church didn't bring to Latin America the gospel of grace. We don't have a pure gospel. In Latin America, we haven't for centuries really listening about the gospel of grace centered in Christ. Now, let's go back to Jesus' early ministry. Jesus said in Matthew 15, he was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let me pause and think with me. What group Jesus was sent? To the group that he was unrich? To the group that is had been rich? Or to the group that it was misrich? Have you followed my... He was sent to the Israel. And the Israelites have the covenant, the law, the Old Testament. And Jesus started just right there. My point is simple. We need to go as far as whatever place with the unrich people, of course. But it doesn't mean that in the U.S. you don't need the gospel. It doesn't mean that in Latin America we have heard for centuries this false gospel, and we need desperately this gospel of grace, this love in Jesus Christ. We need good shepherds. And the metaphor, of course, makes the point to what? To our Lord Jesus Christ. Back to Ezekiel chapter 34 with the prophet, God promised in verse 23, I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them, and he shall feed them and be their shepherd. If Israelites read the Gospel of Matthew, the first thing that will come to his mind will be the word of the prophet, the promise of the Messiah. So when Jesus is saying that he was having compassion, seeing people as these sheep without shepherd, he was fulfilling that promise. The compassion is that movement inside of us for what? For approaching to another person who needs something. And every time that you go to the gospel, you will see the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he left the 99 sheep for going to the one who was lost. And we saw maybe how Jesus fed thousands of people. And just this week, I was reminded about the encounter that Jesus has with this rich young man who wants to know about eternal life. And in the conversation, Mark chapter 10, 21 says, and Jesus looked carefully at this rich young man and loved him, had compassion, and say to him, you need to sell everything and follow me. Because his idol was on the treasures of the earth. Why Jesus was so confront him or say that to him? Because he loved him. He had compassion of him. Of course, you know what Jesus says about himself. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. If we know our Lord Jesus Christ, maybe in this church, by generations, glory to the God. Really? More than 200 years? I don't know if you are third generation, second generation, fifth generation of Christian in this church. Thanks to God. But even you are fifth generation of a Christian, it's exactly the same message. You are here because what? You were lost and you were loved by our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the work of a church planter? In Mexico, Brazil, whatever place in the world. What is the work of whatever missionary? Is to say to the people, there is a good shepherd for you. It's not to point to us. It's to say, there is a good shepherd for you. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our work. If I am a pastor in Monterrey, preaching every Sunday, I have to tell my people, my church, we have a good shepherd. If I am doing missions or doing church planting, campus outreach, mercy ministries, there is a good shepherd for you. Sadly, sometimes we are Christian, we are more known for what we are against instead of what we are forward acting for others. I'm not saying that is your case. But we need to remind us that aspect of the gospel. What is your major impediment to have the lens of the gospel, the lens of compassion? Fear? Your agenda? Anxiety? What is the main impediment? That we can pray, God, give me those eyes that you have, that you have for me. I read this quote. Wise people don't just possess information. They possess a compassionate understanding of other people. Wise Christian people look carefully to others and don't see race, color, political affiliation. We need to see others with compassion as Jesus has seen us. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for this word. That your Holy Spirit will help us to keep your word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.